So look with like this. Rebbe Mechayiv. In such a case, Rebbe says, yes, there's a chiyuv to take off truma right now. Hey, since you're not going to do anything more to it, you're only going to leave it in stalks, and you can use it in a stalk form, therefore right now it's called Nigma Malachtoi, and there's a chiyuv truma right now. Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Poter. Rebbe Yosef says, no, you're Poter. You should know there's no chiyuv truma yet. So Rashi says, Rebbe Mechayiv Betruma. Shlo Yochum Yem Arai Achi Yafish, Tefishach Nisosam Bishimolim. You brought them when it went in stalks. He gemar malachton. That's called the wheat is finished. Shein soifon lover the gurin achar bezel gurin. You're not going to bring it to any further stage. You're going to use the stalks the way they are. You're going to take a stalk of wheat and rub out the kernels and eat it. So since you're not going to make a whole pile of kernels, this is called this finished product. Therefore, the chi of trum is chal right now. That's Rabbi Shita. And according to Rabbi Enechanami, when you bring moilim malilois, there's a chi of truma right now. But Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, Zakrashi, he says, no, even if you bring in stalks and you rub out the stalks to get the kernels, there's no chiyuv truma yet. Zakrashi, the gon chotziv, vayna miruach, the endigan ele kibbutz mekri. It's only called the gemar malacha if you make the wheat into a pile of kernels and smooth out the piles, the pile. That's called miruach, that's called dagan. But if you don't make a pile full of the kernels of wheat, you're not mechuyiv in truma. So according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, even on Yontif, we say you're allowed to take the stalks of wheat and rub out the kernels, but in such a case, you're not mechuyiv in truma. So it's good why our Mishnah says there's never a case that you could be mafir truma on Yontif. Because just by doing moil and malilus, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, you have no chiyuv to take off truma. According to Rabbi Taka, there is a chiyuv, and you would be allowed to. But our Mishnah that says there's never a case of taking off truma goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, no. Or the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Mishkachas Law. I'll even find you a case according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that by rubbing the stalks and taking out the kernels, you would have to take off truma right now. What's the case? I'll tell you true. First you brought in the stalks, you had a mind to make a dough out of it. That was your mind. That was actually how the mind. Then you change your mind. You change your mind. You change your mind to make a melila to rub it down to an yomtiv. The tivla b'yoma that today is the first day it became truma and halachi of today. Before this edint, it only had it today. I mean, Rashi explains it here. It's a little the chiddush here. Rashi says that Rabbi Yosi the Tavlan b'yom. In such a case, Rabbi Yosi is moed the chi of tevla. It's halachi of truma today. Why? You first brought these stalks in now for the purpose to make flour out of it, and then you make dough out of it. So therefore, l'shem gerven gomer. So yordolahem teres trumasomaisus. It was chal upon these wheat now that eventually it will come to a chiyuv trumasomaisus. In other words, you brought it into your house hamanas to make a gerven out of it, hamanas to get all the kernels of wheat and pile it up, and then you grind them down to make flour. So you brought it into your house with such a mashava. Now, later when you change your mind, lamoilin, you change your mind not to make a big pile of wheat and to make flour out of it, but just heat each kernel by itself. It's considered that when you brought it in, that was the complete gurin. And now when you rub it down on yomtiv, al-karchach kodim trumosim. Al-karchach, you have to take off truma. That's interesting. If you bring it into your house, just to eat the stalks, to rub the stalks, meet the kernels. That's machal, not cold. You brought it in to make a gerin out of it. There's no chiyuv truma at all. It's only chiyuv according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. If you brought it in your house, almanas to make a gerin out of it. You brought the stalks in, almanas to make a big pile of all the kernels, and then you'll take it down to the grinder factory and grind it and make flour out of it. So you had a mind to make a dugin, that means a pile full of the kernels. That's called such wheat, that's mechuyiv truma. So now it's be mecharash to Gemara. If you change your mind then, after you brought it in to make a dough out of it, and now you change your mind, teed it with the shibolim, that's called the Gemara Melochtan. So the kids for the kasher is, even according to Yosef of Yehuda, there's a case that right now on Yomtiv, it's the first time that you have a chiyuv to take off truma. And if it's the first time you take off truma today, why can't you take off truma? Just like we're saying, if you make dough today on Yomtiv, you're allowed to take off challah. Because today is the first time you can take off chalom, if the chiv is first chal today, you're allowed to do it. So trum also, I'll give you a case according to everybody, that the chiv trum is first chal today on yomtiv. So why does the Mishnah say you can't take off truma on Yom Tov? So Gemara answers, Elamai truma. Why does the Mishnah say you can't be mafresh truma on Yom Tov? I'll tell you what it means to mean. What it means to say is roiv truma. Most cases of truma, you pulled off the peiros, the wheat yesterday off the ground, and you made a gerin yesterday. So since you could have taken off truma yesterday, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But there is this one case that you brought the stalks into your house, almanas, to make flour out of it, and then later you change your mind to be moilu to rub out the stalks and eat the kernels right now, that the chi of truma is chal right now, and enachnami, in such a case, you're allowed to be mafresh truma today on Yom Tov. Omer Abaye. Abaye says like this. Machlekes bishibolim. So machlekes is by the stalks. Rashi bishibolim means bahanuhu de potter of Yosi. By shibolim, the stalks of wheat, that's where Yosi patters and says there's no chi of truma if you brought in amanas tita kernels when you rub the stalks. The rubon nadisha, because most stalks of wheat, what you do with it is to get the kernels out, to make a pile of the kernels, and to grind it down, to make flour out of it. And therefore, since most of the time you use the fadisha, the gurin is the meruach, after you make a whole pile of the kernels and smooth it down, therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, if you take these shibolim, these stalks, and bring it into your house, almanas to eat it, just by rubbing out the stalks and eating the kernels by itself, there's no chi of truma. Avo, the kitni is mashenken, by beans, there, divri hakol is raisa tavla. See, everybody has, if you have a bundle of the beans, even though they're still in the stalks, and you bring it into your house, almanas to eat the stalks the way they are, you have a chi of truma right away. Strashi avo kitni is. Yesh b'nayodim harbor, a lot of people, shein chayf d'noysen yachet. People don't only make a big pile of the beans. Ela k'day k'day rosin. They take in a little stalk at a time, and they knock out a few beans to put in their chalent right now. Lefikach lefrach nisosim b'chavilon zeo gornim. If you bring it into your house, in the stalks, people leave it in the stalks to use a little bit at a time. So that's called the gemar malachton, and yechayv and shum, even kontra b'yesu b'yudo. So the kids say, if you bring in beans in the stalks, that's called the Gemara Malacha. Rabbi Yossi only says by wheat that most people don't use wheat a little bit at a time and take it out of the stalks, but they empty out all the stalks and make a big pile of the kernels, and then they grind down the kernels into flour, and that's the way they use it. So therefore, if you don't take it in to make flour, you put them. But beans that people eat it a little bit at a time, just take it out of the shibolim, out of the stalks, if you bring the stalks into the house, eat it, you have a chi of truma right away. I'll bring you a raya to Abaye. That it says that in Mishnah Truma is, mi shahoye loy chavilon tilton. Somebody had a bundle of these tilton, trashy min kitni yisu. It's a type of a bean. Omat noisna mekter. You put a little bit of this into the cholent. Litein tam. It makes a good time, a good taste into the food. So you put a little bit tilton, these beans into the food. So me shalechavil tilta. Somebody had a bundle full of these beans. Shel tevel, that you did not take off trumas yet. Hareze koitish, you're allowed to crush them down today. O mechashiv, and think into it. Kama zeri yesh behem. How much seeds are going to come out of these stalks? O mafresh al azera, v'yena mafresh al eitz. You only have to take off truma from the seed that comes out of the stalk, and not on the stalk itself, the eitz itself. Trashi koitish. Zeo derech tishosin, not a bang, crush their stalks. That's the derech to get their beans out. O mechashiv miyomid, you estimate how much you have to give truma. V'yein mafresh aleitz, and tzorach lafresh min akoshim. On the hard part, you don't take off truma semaisus. V'yafo pi shetam eitzah pi yishar, that's the chiddush. Even though by tilton, the stalks and the bean taste alike. Lechayv v'chachomim, b'maisus, v'netoni chavilun shel tevel, almos reisu tavla. Talking about now with tevel, so rabbanim were not v'chayv to take off truma from the stalk, only from the bean itself. So that's this case here. Now, my love, doesn't this Mishnah go Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehudi? It even goes across Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Tiyomahosam le'tivla. There he says, if you have a bundle of stalks of wheat, he says you brought the stalks into the house, there's no chi of truma. Abahocha tavla, here by taking a bundle full of beans, there is a chi of truma. So you see, like Abaye says, that by beans, since it's a derech to bring the beans and the stalks in your house, and people eat it one by one from the stalk, so it's a derech that way. That's called Gemara Malach with the stalks alone. So it's a raya to Abaye. So Mar says, Loi, I'll tell you no, this Mishnah, Rebbe, goes on according to Rebbe. That Rebbe says, even by wheat, if you bring the stalks into your house, you're also mechuyev in truma. For the Gemara, E Rebbe, if this price goes according to Rebbe, Ma'ir Tiltum. Why does the Mishnah only say we have a bundle of stalks of these beans? Afilu Shibolim Nami. Even if you have stalks of wheat, should also be the same halacha. Rebbe says even if you bring stalks of wheat into your house, there's also a chiyuv truma. It's also called Gemar Malachtan. So why does the Mishnah only say beans for a Tiltum? So Gemara says Elamai. What do you want to answer me? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Then it goes according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Then it's good. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds that by wheat, if you bring stalks of wheat into your house, that's not called the Gemar Malacha. People don't use wheat that way. People make wheat into flour. So therefore, it's not called the Gemar Malacha Yepata from Truma. So it would have been, so according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it would be good. That's why the Mishnah does not say wheat, Shibolim, it only says beans. Rabbi Gemar still is Shvedom. Lishamin and Shamin and Kitnias. Because Shchein Tiltin. Why does the Mishnah only pick this type of a bean of Tiltin? Why doesn't it say all other types of beans? And for sure it'll be Tiltin also. So Rashi says, the Chiddush is the other beans, people like sometimes make a whole pile of the beans. They don't just take the stalks in. So it's a Chiddush, I would have thought that since a lot of people make piles of the beans, maybe not Mechuyev and Truma just bringing in the stalks, Kamashtman the stalks of other beans also. So why does the Mishnah only say Tiltin? Why doesn't it say other kidneys also? So Gemara says, Ella, you have to answer like this. Tiltin itzrichle. There's a chiddush about Tiltin. The watzalkot adachaminach, I would have thought. Ho yovetan etzer pil yeshava. Since the fruit, the bean, and the stalk taste alike. Lifreshnamia etzai, I would have thought you have to take off truma from the stalk itself. Kamashmalan knows that the stalks of Tiltin, even though it tastes good, like the bean itself, you don't have to take off truma from the stalk, only from the bean itself. So it could be this Mishnah goes like Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, and the reason why it says Tiltin is because it wants to tell us this Kiddush. But if it went like Rebbe, it'll be a little bit of a shver. What?
If it's edible.
Yeah?
It's edible.
It's edible, most people don't need it though. It's not really the priest. About Sonim with the Rabbanu will not mechayev you. It's not as choshev as the priest itself. Ika the army, some say a little bit different. Ika the army, some say Amr Abaya. Abaya said like this. Machlekes bishibolim. The machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda is, if you bring the stalks of wheat into your house, that Rebbe says still the zechi of truma, and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda said no, most people don't bring stalks of wheat, they make the wheat into a pile of kernels, so you put to just bring in the stalks in. That's where there's a machlokes. Abu the kidney is when you bring in beans, the rehakol asaraisa loytivlo, just the opposite. By beans everybody holds. A bundle of stalks of beans is not chayv and tevel. Even Rebbe holds you're not chayv and tevel. Just the opposite svara. Rezavu the kidney is Stamach nesosin lemeruach. Interesting. This side holds a svara, and the people do just the opposite. That most time with beans, people pile up a bundle of beans. They don't bring it in with stalk. They leave the stalks outside. You just make a pile of the beans itself. So if you bring in the stalks, I'm not teeth little by little, just taken out of the stalks. Everybody holds your potter from truma. On this mace, we have a kasha on this pshat. The Mishnah says we have before mishoy lechavila tilton. If somebody had a bundle of these type of beans called Tiltin, shall tevel, that you did not take off trumas yet. Hareiz der koitish, you're allowed to right now crush out the beans from the stalk. Or mechashev and estimate, kama zera yesh behen, how much seeds, how much beans are in the stalks. Or mafashal zera, and you'll take off truma just from the zera from the seed itself. V'yeina mafashal eit, but you don't take off truma from the stalk itself. Now, my love, tevel shot truma, doesn't it mean here we're talking about tevel, smuchuy, take off truma? So you see what? That even though it's only a stalk of kidneys, you'll smuchuy, take off truma. Not like Abaye wanted to say. Abaye wanted to say that everybody holds. If you only have stalks of beans, since there to derek to make a pile of beans, and not to bring the stalk in, with the stalk, you're not smuchuy, but truma. And here it's mashmet, it's called tevel, a truma. So Gemara says, loy. Tevel shot truma smaiser. We're talking about now the chiyuv is al truma smaiser. Ukra Rabbi Avuah Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and it goes like Rabbi Avuah Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Like usually it's like this: when you have these peiros or beans, first you take off truma gedola. That's 1/50th goes to the kohen. Then you take off 1/10th, which is called meiser rishon. And out of this one-tenth of the Maaser Rishon, you take one-tenth of that, which is called Trumas Maaser, that the Levi has to give to the Kohen. In other words, the first tenth, which is Maaser Rishon, he gives to a Levi. And now the Levi has the chiyuv to take out one-tenth of that Trumas, of that Maaser Rishon, to make one-tenth of it Trumas Maaser, and Trumas Maaser he gives to the Kohen. See, we're talking about Trumas Maaser. Ukrav Yavua Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish. The Amr Rav Yavua Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Maaser Rishon. The case we have, your Maaser Rishon. Shehegdimo Bishibolim. That somebody took it when it was still in the stalk form. In other words, you didn't take off Maaser Truma, you didn't take off Truma Gedoli yet. You didn't start to take off any Trumas yet. But the Levi now, or the Yisrael, went and took off first Maaser Rishon. Shehegdimo Bishibolim, when it was still in the stalks. Shemoi Toivla L'Trumas Maaser. That that you made these stalks now into Maaser Rishon, right now it's Kaveyam, that it's called Tevel for Trumas Maaser. You're not allowed to eat this Maaser Rishon now, unless you take off Truma first. Alright, we'll soon see the reason why it's like this. Now, call upon him here, it could be different. We're not talking about Truma. Truma Taka wasn't Chal yet. Since it's only in the stalk form there's no Chiyuv Truma, like Abayi wanted to say. By beans, everybody makes a Gemar Malach, and they're making a pile of the beans alone. So when it's in the stalk form, really it'll be chpotter from truma. That's what the Mishnah says by tiltum. If you have this pile of beans of tiltum, you mechuyev in tevel. It means we're a case where you took off the Maaser Rishon. You went from these stalks and you took off Maaser Rishon. Once you took off Maaser Rishon, now it's chal l'shem Maaser Rishon on it. That we say you can't eat it now until you take off trumas Maaser first and give it to the kohen. For the Gemara, kaitish lamali. If so, why does it say you have to crush? Why do you got to crush it for? Even in the Shibolim itself. The Rashi says, Ebe ben Levi. Mukmin and Lech, we're talking about that the Levi himself went and took these stalks and made Maaser Rishon out of it. Lama mut lolav lasayis and dogun. Why does he have to crush it down now? If it's by the Yisrael, it's very good, you have to make it into Tevel. But if it's by the Levi, why does he have to be Kurdish and crush it down to make it into a dogun? So Chura Leimalei, the Levi should say, the same way I got the Maaser Rishon, that's the way I'll give it to the Kohen. So if the Levi got the Maaser Rishon now in its stalk form, why can't he give it in the stalk form back to the Kohen? Why does the Mishnah say you have to crush it down and get the bean out? On my Rav, it says, it's only a Knas. In other words, since the Levi, really the Levi shouldn't have went and made the Maaser Rishon. The Levi should have left it by the regular Yisrael, and the regular Yisrael has his beans now in the stalks. What he would have done was, he would have first take all the beans out of the stalk and made a nice pile of beans. And that's Gemar Malachton, then he'd be Chayiv in Truma. Then he would have taken out 1/50th of Truma, he would have taken out then 1/10th to give to the Levi for Maaser Rishon, and then the Levi would have had to give from his 1/10th, 1/10th of that, which is Truma Smaisa, to the Kain. So if the Levi wouldn't have jumped and taken right away, eventually he would have got the Maaser Rishon in the Dagon form, in the bean form, and he would have had to give beans to the Kohen. So now that the Ben Levi jumped himself and took the stalk form, we make a Knas upon him that you can't give these stalks now to the Kohen, but Terah Trumas Maaser, but first you have to make it into a Dagon. You have to take the beans out of the stalk and give the beans to the Kohen, not the stalk itself. That's a Knas. But it could be like Abayi Sekim Shah. But the Tanya Nam Yoch, I bring you right like this also. Ben Levi, in the case that you have a Levi, She Nosnu Loi Shibolim, B'maisroisa. Somebody gave to a Levi, when in the stalk form, he gave him beans or wheat. When it's still in the stalk form, the terrorist Maisarishan is Oisa Oisa Gurin. He has to make it a Gurin. He has to make it into a pile of wheat. Anovin, Ben Levi took grapes. And the locher is oisay sayayin. He has to make it into wine and then give it to the kohen. Zaysim, Ben Levi took his mice in the form of olives. Oisay sayayin. He has to take shemen. In other words, it's a kenas. That since the Levi went in and rushed and took these fruits, b'taras Maaser Rishon, when they were in the raw stage, so it make a kenas upon the Levi that you're not allowed to give the trumas mice in this raw stage to the kohen, but you have to make it now into the finished product of wine or oil, or else the bean product. Take the beans out of the shell, the stalk, and give the bean to the kohen. So melech to knas. I call upon him, it could be like Abaye says, that kol zman it's in a stalk form, there's no chiyuv to take off truma yet. Truma is only chal on beans when you make it into the beans form, when you make a pile of beans. Now the Gemara asks, Or mafresh aleihem trumas meiser. If you make it into wine, then you mafresh trumas meiser. But nice to the kohen, you give it to the kohen. Shek Hashem, she truma gedoyla. And in iteles ele min agorin, the same way truma gedoyla. The chiyuv is first chal if you make a gorin. It comes in as final product. Shirashi shenigma kuloi. The ikah chiyuv truma is after you finish with the fruit, the full process. The chiyuv dogon tirish v'yitzer. In other words, when you make the grapes into wine, when it's in wine form, that's when you give it to the kohen. So the same way you give it ele min agorin or min ayekev, from the oil, kach trumas meiser. The same way when the Levi, if he has meiser, even if the Levi himself rushed himself and jumped to the Yisrael and took the meiser when it was in the stalk form, when it was in the raw form, now the Levi has to make it into the final form and then give it to the kohen. Is ena nitela sela min agorin min ayekev. The same way the Levi as the kenas has to make the final product out of it and then give that to the kohen. Now the Bais before said mechashev that when you crush down these beans and get the seeds out, you estimate how much seeds are there. For that, you take off truma. For the Gemara, you could estimate it. For medida boy, you have to count clearly. The locher of truma samaisa, you have to count. You have to have a clear 1/10. A medida boy, you have to count it. Shrashi mechashev a medida boy. Bishlei mi bi Yisrael mukmas lo v'truma gedoy lo ikla lemisnei mechashev netels abayimit. She truma gedoy lo lito ba tru atar shir. If it's talking about by the first Yisrael taking off truma gedoy lo, with your eyes, there's no shir how much truma gedoy lo is. Torah just says reshet goncha. The Rabbanan says it's a nice thing to give 1/50th. But I call upon him, you don't have to be makbet to count exactly 1/50th. You can make an estimate. But now that you're telling me we're talking about by the Levi, so the Levi takes Meiser Rishon. And from the Meiser Rishon, he has to go Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser is exact. It's 1/10 of the Meiser. So how could you say to make an estimate, L'chur Medida boy, you have to count exactly 1/10 of the Meiser Rishon becomes Trumas Meiser. So the Morant is Hamani Abba Elozo Ben Gimeli. This Meiser goes like Abba, or the Mishnah goes like Abba Elozo Ben Gimel. The Tanya we learned, Abba Elozo Ben Gimel Oimer. The pasuk says, "V'nechshav lochem truma seichem." You can make a machshava, means in your thoughts you can make an estimate how much truma you have to give. So, Pasha, the pasuk is talking about truma gedola. Like we said, truma gedola, when you first have your fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael, midiraisa, the first thing is give truma gedola. Midiraisa, any little bit you give to the kohen is good. And the Torah says, "V'nechshav." Think how much you want to give to the kohen. So Churus only going by Truma Gedola. He says no. The pasuk says V'nechshav lachem Truma Seichem Haloshen Rabim V'shtei Truma Sakosim Medaber. The pasuk is talking about two types of Trumas. Achas Truma Gedola, one true, the first Truma that the Yisrael gives to the Kohen, that you could just estimate. There's no shear how much you have to give. But the Achas Truma Smeiser, the second Truma is that the Levi, after he gets his Meiserishim, has to take 1/10 of that and give it to the Kohen. He could also estimate it. Shek Hashem, she truma gedola. Nitelas biyomed uva machshava. The same way truma gedola, you can estimate it. Or just in your machshava, you can think to give it. Kach trumas meiser. The same way when the Levi takes 1/10 out of his meiserishon, nitelas biyomed uva machshava. He can make it chal with estimating it and uva machshava. He doesn't have to make a meiser afrosha with his machshava in his mind alone. He can think that right apple there on the right side, I want that to be the truma gedola, the trumas meiser. So according to Abelaz, it's good our Mishnah, that even we're talking about the Levi, to give the 1/10 of the Meiserishon for Trumas Meiser, you could also do it by estimating it. You don't have to make a Medida to count it exactly. That's the way he dashins, V'nechlochem Trumas Seichem, Mestre Trumas Gosem Adabe. Kufa, before we learned, Omer Abavua, Omer Abishu Ben Lokish, Meiserishon, Shekdimo Bishibolim, if somebody made Meiserishon, the Levi, Chap the Rhein, and took Meiserishon when it was still in the stalk form, the locher is somoy toivle l'trumas meiser. The shame it's chal now Meiserishon on it. Ad kadei kach that the Levi is not allowed to eat it until he takes off trumas meiser. It's called tevel l'trumas meiser. My timer, what's the reason? Amarova hoil v'yotzolav shei meiser. Once the Levi went and took these stalks, whether it's beans or whether it's wheat, and he went and called on these stalks to shame Meiserishon, if you do it, you can make a Meiserishon. The chiv, you don't have to take it off. You could eat it without it. But if you want to and call it Meiserishon, the locher is, once that it's 1/3 finished, once that Meiserishon, once the teiris is 1/3 grown, if you now call it Meiser, Truma, it's chal, the Truma Meiser. only the chiyuv is not chal to do it yet. But if you do it though, it's chal. So male here also, once you, the Levi went down to the field and took these stalks and said, I want it to be my serishan, it's chal my serishan on it. Once it has the shame my serishan, now what's the loch of my serishan? The Levi is not allowed to eat the my serishan until it gives off the trumas maiser to the kohen. Therefore, he can't eat it until it gives off trumas maiser. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, my serishan should be bishibolim. If somebody took my serishan when it was still bishibolim, notice the Levi went to the field and took the my serishan when it was still in its stalk form, is potter mitzvah gederlo. You should know now all the Levi has to do is just take off trumas maiser. But trumas gederlo is potter chiddush. There's no more chiyuv to take off trumas gederlo. Shenema the pasuk says very moistim imenu trumas Hashem. Take off trumas Hashem. So we dash in maiser imenu trumas Hashem maiser mina maiser. So we dash in maiser mina maiser matlecho. You take off trumas maiser from maiser. For loy trumas gederlo trumas maiser mina maiser. But once you gave it a shay maiser ready, there's no more chiyuv to take off trumas gederlo. Once it's called maiser rishon, the chiyuv is only to take off trumas maiser. There's no more chiyuv trumas gederlo. You put it from trumas gederlo. Omele Rapop Labayi, Hochi, if so, Afilu Gdimu Bekri, what's going to be if first you took your wheat and made it into all the kernels you got out and made a pile full of wheat? Now it's Chalachi Midrash to take off Truma first. So why don't you say in such a case also, let's say the Levi chopped the rind and took his portion of Maiserishin first. So in such a case also, let's say, that since he called it Maiserishin, now there's no Machiv of Truma Gederla. So Omele, he answered back that you can't say, once you made a pile of the kernels, that the chiyuv is called dogan already, that there's chiyuv take off truma, Olecho Makro, the Pasuk says, Mikol Maisrasechem Tarimu, it's called truma Sashem. Any truma it is, you have to take off truma from Eiser. Sechur is a stirim sukim. One Pasuk is Mashem, and no matter what, you have to take off truma. And the other Pasuk says, no, once you made Maisrishin, you don't take off truma anymore. So Gemara says, my raya is like, what's the difference by this way, that way? Hayidgun Bahala Yidgun, Sra Pshuta. If first you made the wheat into a pile of kernels, you made it into a doggin. So right now, midiraisi, you're not allowed to eat until you take off truma. So once the chiyuv of truma was chal, it never goes off. Now, even if the Levi chaps the rind and takes his maaser first, he still has to take off truma, because the chiyuv truma was already chal. Mashenka, if the Levi goes down to the field, before you made it into a doggin, before you emptied out all the kernels of wheat, so there's no chiyuv truma midiraisi. He went then and chopped the rind when it was still in the stalk form and took his maiserishin. So in such a case, the Torah says, once you call it maiserishin, you only have to take off trumas maiser and not truma gederla. That's the case that trumas gederla is potter. But once there was already a chiyuv chal for truma gederla, then the chiyuv does not go off. All right, stop.